You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. The Godrej family this week announced that the ownership has been realigned of the family's shareholdings in the Godrej companies. With both groups continuing to use the Godrej brand, Jamshed Godrej will be owning Godrej Enterprise Group, comprised of Godrej and Boyce and its affiliates, which have a presence across multiple industries spanning aerospace, aviation, defense, engine and motors, energy, security, building materials, construction, green building consulting, EPC services, intralogistics, healthcare equipment, durables, furniture, interior design, architectural fittings, IT, software, as well as infrastructure solutions. The company said that this group will now be controlled by Jamshed Godrej, Nirika Holkar, and their immediate families. Meanwhile, the Coca-Cola company, the world's largest beverage firm, remained bullish about its India business despite a weak start to 2024 calendar year, Chairman and CEO James Quincey said in a post-results earnings call this week. The company follows a January-December accounting year. Quincey also said that Indian brands such as Thumbs Up remain strong in terms of their sales performance in the country. He said that the company has made net gains of $293 million related to refranchising of its bottling operations in certain territories in India this year. The India market, which is part of the Asia-Pacific region, saw a slow start in January and February, but sales have rebounded in March and April with the summer setting in. Moving on, the centre will consider favourably any request from Vodafone Idea for either deferring or converting adjusted gross revenue and spectrum dues into equity post-September 2025, when the current moratorium on such payments ends. However, such relief may come attached with certain conditions, officials told FE. Officials said that with successful Rs 18,000 crore follow-on public offer last month, the telco will be able to participate in industry growth and the government will be able to support it in every possible manner. Vodafone Idea Chief Executive Officer Akshaya Mundra recently told FE that the company may need further support from the government once the current moratorium on the AGR and spectrum dues ends in September 2025. On to the healthcare industry. Online pharma retailer PharmEasy raised Rs 1,804 crore or $216 million this week in a round led by Ranjan Pai's Manipal Education and Medical Group and existing investors. The company has also allotted 186.4 million convertible preference shares in total at an issue price of Rs 96.8 each, according to its ROC filing sourced from The Credible. The funding round has dragged down its valuation by 90% to $710 million from the peak valuation of $5.6 billion it had in 2021. Last year, several media reports indicated that the company is looking to raise funds to pay its lender Goldman Sachs, who had lent about $285 million to the company to pay off an earlier debt taken during its Rs 4,546 crore Thyrocare acquisition. Next up, banking. The RBI has allowed Bajaj Finance to resume the sanction and dispersal of new loans under e-com and online through its Insta EMI card. The company remains committed to ensure adherence and compliance of regulatory guidelines. On November 15th, the RBI directed Bajaj Finance to stop the sanction and dispersal of loans under its two lending products, e-com and Insta EMI card, with immediate effect. In its notification, the central bank said that the action is necessitated due to the non-adherence of the company to digital lending guidelines. Additionally, the RBI also observed deficiencies in the key fact statements issued in respect of other digital loans sanctioned by the company. Over to technology. The 10th generation iPad is selling at its lowest price ever since the launch in India ahead of Apple's May 7th Let Loose special event. The price drop is reflecting across both Flipkart and Amazon, both of which are currently running their big savings day and great summer sales. Apple itself seems to have revised the price of the iPad over the course of time. To recap, the iPad was launched in 2022 at a starting price of $44,900 for a version with Wi-Fi and 64GB of storage. Apple now lists the same product at a lower price of Rs 39,900. However, the discount is even higher if you visit either Amazon or Flipkart right about now. Lastly, the auto sector. Force Motors recently took the covers off the updated Gurkha range, which now comes with an additional 5-door version along with the existing 3-door version. 3-door gets a 4-seat layout priced at Rs 16.75 lakh, while the five-door version gets a 7-seat layout with two captain seats at the rear, priced at Rs 18 lakh, both prices ex-showroom. Bookings for the boxy off-roading SUV started a couple of days ago at a token price of Rs 25,000. The Pune-based automaker will start with the dispatch of the vehicle to dealerships from this week onwards, while test drives are expected to commence from mid-May onwards. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.